My final guest on Mizzou Music this evening is Assistant Professor of Trombone at MU. It's Timothy Howe. He's here in advance of this Sunday's Trombone Choir and Alumni Recital at 3 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall.
We have a rich tradition of trombone choir at the University of Missouri, starting with Nathaniel Brickens, who's now at the University of Texas. I thought it would be fun to have some of our alumni come back a few years ago and just play with our group. So they just kind of come back. We have a quick one-hour rehearsal, and they join us for like three tunes. So, and it was very well received the last time, and the folks that came really enjoyed it. So I decided to do it again and sort of augment the group. And I think it's great for our kids as well because we have some great players from the past that come back and play, and they sort of feel part of a larger thing. And then all the alumni just like seeing their classmates that they haven't seen in years come back. And we had, last time we had all the way from some senior citizens all the way through kids that had just graduated a few years. So, and I think it's going to be about the same way.
It's got to be a valuable set of interactions for the students to talk to not just MU alums, not just School of Music alums, but people who got a degree in trombone,
right?
And see where they've made it to and then ask them about how'd you get there.
They get a sense of belonging to something a little bigger than just playing in trombone choir once a week, you know? So, yeah, it just sort of gives them a sense of the heritage of what they're going to be part of in the future.
The University of Missouri Trombone Choir will have a concert coming up this Sunday, April 23rd, 3 p.m. at the Whitmore Recital Hall. Dr. Timothy Howe is in studio this hour. Talk to us a little bit about the program.
Sure. It's we like to do a variety of stuff. There's some original pieces on here for trombone choir. There's quite a few transcriptions for trombone choir. There's some pieces that, like the Andrea Gabrielli Ricercar, which probably originally was played in trombones, back in the 16th century. Then there are things like transcriptions, like we're doing The Death of Asa from Peer Gynt, which is actually a really wonderful sound because it's so choral for trombones. And then there's a quartet on there, a toccata by Phil Stenekor, which is an original piece, and all the way to some rock favorites. We're doing Lennon and McCartney, Long and Winding Road. And, of course, we couldn't do an alumni concert without doing something related. So 76 trombones. I found a really nice arrangement of 76 trombones, which we're going to do with the alumni. There's pieces on here that have some heritage with the trombone. The Sinfonia and Chorus of the Spirits from Orfeo by Monteverdi, considered to be the first sort of opera, so to speak. And it's a seminal piece because it has... Actually, it's scored, there were several sections of it that are scored for trombones, for effect. Basically, we know that whenever death or the spirits or anything supernatural happens, trombones are part of the picture. So that's kind of where that begins, really, is with Monteverdi and Orfeo. So that's kind of a history and a part of the history of the trombone. Same thing with Gabrielli. Gabrielli and his brother and his cousin Giovanni Gabrielli wrote a lot of that polychoral music for St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice, and used trombones, or the early version of what we would call trombone, in that music. So it's part of our repertoire, really. So I like to include things like that in our program so our students understand that, and then also original pieces as well.
That was Assistant Professor of Trombone Timothy Howe, with a preview of this Sunday's trombone choir performance. It'll happen at 3 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall on the MU campus.